Hello and welcome to AstroBooth. I'm here to keep you updated on the latest astrological events, helping you stay tuned and make the best decisions and plans for the following week. In this episode, we're diving into the aftermath of the recent full moon in the Taurus-Scorpio axis and the powerful themes of resources, finances, and unexpected shifts it brought with it. We'll also explore the upcoming historic astro event as Pluto finally settles into Aquarius. Discuss how Mercury slowing down ahead of its retrograde can reshape your plans, and provide you with a detailed day-by-day breakdown of lunar energies to make the most of your week. So grab a hot cup of tea or coffee, settle in, and let's explore what the universe has in store for us. Last week's full moon was no ordinary lunar event. Positioned on the Taurus-Scorpio axis and tightly conjoined with Uranus and Taurus, it carried an explosive, uncontrollable energy that's been shaking up our lives. This full moon illuminated themes of resources. Many of you may have felt this through unexpected expenses, surprising income, or even major financial decisions, like loans or investments. Financially, this was a time of unexpected shifts. Perhaps you received an unplanned bonus, stumbled upon a freelance opportunity, or found yourself facing a sudden expense. These surprises are Uranus's hallmark, reminding us that sometimes the most transformative changes are the ones we don't see coming. What's more, this full moon ties back to the lunar eclipse of May 16, 2022. So take a moment to reflect. What themes or decisions were prominent in your life back then? The energy now is a continuation of that story, bringing closure or new developments to seeds planted during that time. The week ahead is one of the history books as Pluto makes its final transition into Aquarius on November 20th. This shift signals a new era in collective consciousness, innovation, and how we relate to power on a global scale. Watch for signs of these changes in world events, the economy, and even your own involvement in group or community projects. As we approach Mercury's retrograde on November 26, the planet of communication and thought is already slowing down. This week is an invitation to pause, reflect, and reevaluate. You might find yourself revisiting old correspondence, rediscovering past interests, or crossing paths with people from your history. It's not a time to rush decisions. Instead, use this moment to analyze, research, and gather information. Deep thinking is your ally now. Hasty conclusions will likely lead to errors as Mercury retrograde overlaps with Mars, turning retrograde on December 7th. It's not a time to rush decisions. Instead, use this moment to analyze, research, and gather information. Deep thinking is your ally now. Hasty conclusions will likely lead to errors as Mercury retrograde overlaps with Mars, turning retrograde on December 7th. To be active, and then we'll have to take a break. It especially will be relevant on November 22nd, when the Sun will make the transition into Sagittarius and immediately enter into a harmonious trine with Mars. This aspect will give us confidence, ambition, willpower, and activity which will be good for publicity and learning, as well as sports, business, and work. And now let's have a look at the moon energies of this week. From Monday to Wednesday, the moon will be in Cancer. This harmonious start to the week brings stable energies perfect for constructive work. Whether you're tackling professional projects or focusing on family matters, this is a time to find balance and make meaningful progress. Among the tips, I would advise to wrap up holiday shopping now to avoid the Mercury retrograde rush later. Schedule doctor's visits or start new health routines This moon supports healing and medical success. Focus on nurturing relationships. This period is ideal for creating emotional connections. From Wednesday to Friday, the moon will be in Leo, and the Leo moon amps up emotional intensity and excitement. It's a time for self-expression, creativity, and meaningful connections. Love may take center stage. Expect butterflies, exciting meetings, or even major relationship milestones. Say yes to spontaneous opportunities. They could lead to memorable moments. Pay attention to children. Their energy may be extra vibrant and in need of your guidance. And use this moon energy for networking, showcasing talents, or finding valuable insights. From Friday towards Monday, the moon will be in Virgo, and the weekend ushers in a more analytical and cautious vibe. This is a time for precision and careful planning, but it may also bring tension or miscommunications. Avoid starting new projects or making major decisions. Instead, focus on tying up loose ends. Watch out for issues with technology or transportation. Double-check details to avoid mistakes. Prioritize health. Small ailments can become bigger issues if ignored. So this week is a cosmic blend of reflection, action, and preparation. The full moon's revelations may have reshaped your priorities, while the historic entry of Pluto into Aquarius points to a collective shift in how we navigate the future. Mercury's slowdown encourages introspection, making this an ideal time to refine plans rather than rush ahead. Harness the supportive energies of the Cancer and Leo moons early in the week to lay groundwork and make meaningful connections. And take a more cautious, measured approach under the Virgo moon. Remember, the universe works in cycles, and each moment is an opportunity to align yourself with its flow. That's all for this week. Keep your eyes on the cosmic energies, and don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel or Apple Podcasts to receive more astrological insights. Until then, stay tuned, stay cosmic, stay inspired. Thank you.